It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Joining me now is Dr. Mutanga, who is talking to us today on our daily focus matter of spiritual coercion. What on God's green earth is spiritual coercion, you may be asking? Well, the issue of whether some churches exert undue pressure on congregants to tithe and the impact of such pressure. If we can confirm there to be such pressure, well, we will examine this issue with sensitivity and seek to understand the balance between biblical principles of giving and the responsibility of church leadership to remind you of said biblical principles of giving. That's why we do have, joining me now, Dr. Mutanga, who's going to help us understand what the distinction there is, if there is any, between a mere responsibility to remind you of your obligations, spiritual obligations, and spiritual coercion. Dr. Mutanga, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us again this afternoon. Dr. Mutanga?
Good afternoon. How are you?
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Mutanga. How are you doing?
I hope my reception is quite good.
It is. It is. You're perfectly audible, Dr. Mutanga. Thank you very much. Let's begin. What constitutes undue pressure, Dr. Mutanga, especially when it comes to encouraging tithing within a church context?
It's just requesting for money when people don't know the reason why, when there is lack of proper teaching to the old and both new members in the church, when they just do things for the sake of tradition.
So that's undue pressure?
And at times, there have been certain promotions that have been done which are not even biblical. Where in the Old Testament we find God was encouraging his people to retain a faith. Yet nowadays, as churches, we come up with programs that even methods that are not that may be termed conventional, of which these methods, they bring embarrassment, they bring competition, they bring people to be dissatisfied with themselves and not follow.
You got interrupted there, Dr. Mutanga. And as such, not follow what?
Yes. And they will not follow what God expects them.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Let's get into the nitty-gritty of that, because I think that's where we need to be very clear, Dr. Mutanga.
Yes.
The Bible clearly specifies tithing to be given to the storehouse, and the storehouse was manned by Levites, right?
Yes. Yes.
We don't have any descendants of Levites today, and there is no storehouse, because the storehouses were the places where the Levites, the descendants of Levi, would live. Since they did not have any land allocated to them, all the other nine tribes were given land, but only the seven cities of refuge were allocated to the descendants of Levi. And they then were not even allowed to irrigate that land or keep any livestock. That's why they were given the tithe, for there to be a storehouse and food for the people who are widows, who are fatherless, and who are sojourners. We don't have storehouses to get today. No cities of refuge, no descendants of Levi. So why should people give if all the requirements, or at least all the reasons for a tithe that were given at the time, no longer persist?
It's unfortunate that this subject may take us the the whole day, and even the aspect of a storehouse would reflect what God would expect to those who were, you know, farmers who were doing their work, which would give them their annual income. They were not getting money as
right.
we are doing today.
Right, right.
Yes, and there has been that transition that has come as a result of changes in context and changes in life. Nowadays, I feel the church is now the storehouse. It must have a system.
You got cut there once again, Dr. Mutanga. It must have a system. Ah, okay. It's the network again. Dr. Mutanga? Okay, WhatsApp is again acting up. We are now interrupted. Dr. Mutanga, you said we must have a system, and then you got interrupted there.
Yes, I think the church must have a system
right.
that still has the principle change in God's word.
Sorry, Dr. Mutanga. The church must have a system and have a what?
The church must have a system that is based on God's principles.
Oh, okay. It's those
yes.
principles
I'm
trying
sorry,
to...
I can see there's a lot of interruption.
Indeed.
But I hope you are getting me.
I am getting you now. You said the church must have a system that is principles that... system that is based on God's principles, and I'd like to establish those principles. First and foremost, who is supposed to be receiving these tithes? As far as the institutionalization of tithe, it was supposed to be the descendants of Levi, and particularly those who came from the house of Levi, correct?
Yes.
We don't have any of those now, so who's going to be a recipient of those tithes?
The church now has workers who are focused on reaching out, because the purpose of having those funds in the church
right.
is not that God wants that money.
Right.
But God has a mission to reach out to the world. And those individuals who are supposed to reach out to the world, in some churches, we call them pastors.
Right.
And those pastors are expected to be like the Levites that you are talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where they are supposed to be having only their income coming from the church, from the tithes. As we would expect in the Old Testament. Because the Levites did not have any fields.
Right.
They were not given any inheritance. And we find this trajectory also being passed on to our current generation.
Right.
Where the church is now the custodian of that storehouse accordingly. But unfortunately, we have also had a lot of churches that are now being run by individuals, which has brought in a lot of challenges.
Right. I understand that much, Pastor, and I totally agree with you.
Some other churches that believe that all the Old Testament things, they were supposed to be, they have reached fulfillment.
Right.
Hence, there is no need for us to continue. Yet, the church still has a mission. God still has a mission to his people.
Right.
Particularly in this day and age where we have seen that unlike Israel of old, they would at times listen to God.
Right.
But in the era that in which we are, it's even unfortunate that at this hour you can go to certain places that don't even know that there is God.
Right, right.
So God has still a mission, and that mission is supposed to be sponsored by tithes and offerings.
Yeah. Okay. I do not want to belabor this point, Pastor, because it's important that we get this clearly. Let's move on to this part. What does the Bible say about giving cheerfully and without compulsion?
Giving cheerfully means giving with understanding.
Okay.
And satisfaction that what you are doing encompasses even the salvation of others.
Right.
It alleviates even the challenges that some people are facing.
Okay. 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 So how does God view generosity that comes from a willing heart versus obligatory giving?
From a willing heart,
right,
one is satisfied that I have done my part and I have obeyed what God requires of me.
Right.
But when it is obligatory, it shows that there is some information that is missing, which does not allow one to remove that selfishness that is within.
Mm.
Where one believes my resources are my resources and they are for my own, you know,
they
are there for my own satisfaction.
Mm.
Yet we are living all around us. We have people who are suffering.
Right.
We have people who lack the light, as I may call it, of God that are around us. And at times you discover that there would be better people if they were to get to that level.
Right, right, right.
So when one gives and realizes the reason of giving and do it in such a manner which is positive.
Yes.
This is what God requires.
Okay.
But at times where, like as I was saying, right now there are methods where some congregants are being given even goals.
Okay.
And when you start giving goals, of course, to tithe, it's obvious, it's just a 10%. To free will offering, it does not have a boundary.
Right.
It's according to how one would have planned from his or her own heart.
Right.
What they are supposed to render to their God.
Yes.
You remember one of the psalmist David says, "What shall I render to the Lord?"
Yes.
Even realize that we are limited when it comes. We are not trying to appease God.
Yes.
But God him for the good things that he does in our lives.
Yes.
So when it comes to offerings, we can even give more than the tenth that we are talking about.
Right.
When it comes to tithe.
Yes, yes, yes.
Or we may even give less according to what God has given us.
Yeah. Okay.
But at times we are forced when there are some programs that are supposed to be done by the church.
Mm.
Everybody is given a goal. Everybody, $10, 10 runs, 10 rubies.
Yes.
Yet, people's incomes
are not the same.
And some people are even struggling.
Right.
Even with struggling people, God expects them to be faithful to the little that they have given them.
Right, right.
You remember Christ in the temple the other day?
Yes, yes. With the
he
woman.
Was so observant, even as people were giving their tithes and offerings.
Right. Okay.
And he says to many, you need to be like the Pharisees, because they will give their tithes.
Okay. Just as I was about to ask. Sorry, Dr. Mutanga, you said, did Christ say you must be like the Pharisees?
The Pharisees.
You got cut there again.
Give their tithes.
Sorry.
And they would want to be known. They would want to be known that they have given.
So are you saying Jesus said we must be like the Pharisees?
Of course, the example that I am giving is I'm looking at those who have, who, according to our context, and those who may not have, all are supposed to equally participate in returning their tithes and offerings to the Lord.
Sorry, Dr. Mutang. I think I missed the first part. Are you saying we must be like the Pharisees?
I'm not saying. Jesus was giving an example.
Okay.
That in as much as people look down upon the Pharisees as being hypocritical.
Right.
But when it came to them being faithful to the Lord in their tithes, and even when it came to them keeping God's law, they were faithful enough.
Okay.
I
don't remember.
Although they would go to the other extremes,
right.
But there were certain things that they would do well.
Wow. You've just introduced me to something that I never picked up. Just share with us that verse there, Dr. Mutang. I'd like to read it out to everybody. I don't recall ever reading that part. It's a good thing that you're teaching me this thing. Where can we find that verse?
All right. I had jumbled my notes here.
Okay.
Let me come back and give you some time later as we go on in the discussion.
Okay. Okay, that'll be my last question Dr. Mutang. No problem.
Yeah.
So, let's talk about the effects of compelling people to give. What are some of the potential effects of feeling pressure to tithe on congregants' spiritual being and relationship with the church?
Some people will feel guilty when they don't reach goals that are
set for them.
That are set by individuals who are not God.
Right.
And you find some terms that are conventional being used in regards to practicing what we are supposed to. For example, I've heard words like we pay tithe.
Oh. You still there, Dr. Mutang?
Pay, we return, isn't it?
Yes, we don't pay, we return. I hear that. I hear you.
And we don't give to God because when you look at the semantics, it will be like God is in need of these funds.
Yes.
And so people into the to the church, you are giving to God,
right.
And they are coerced using abstract.
You just got cut
which
again.
Which cannot easily be deciphered. Yes.
So sorry, they're coerced using abstract. What? Say that again, Dr. Mutanga.
Using abstract language.
Okay, I hear you. Okay. So,
which cannot be explained.
Yeah. So, final question there, Dr. Mutang. What role do church leaders play?
Giving to God is never explained. Yeah, it's never explained to them. Yeah. It's like they are being told, if you don't do it, our God will not and some are even cursed in the process with words.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, and some feel they, because, for example, let me give you an example of tithe. Tithe is 10%, isn't it?
Yes, yes, doctor.
You have $100. You give your $10. I have $10. I give my dollar. Who has given more?
We're all given the same because they're all 10%.
Yes, but is it practical in the life that we are living?
What is what practical, Dr. Mutanga?
In regards to how these people are regarded, who would have given? I give $1 million and the church knows that I have given this much.
Right.
To someone who has given
10.
Equal status?
Right. So according to people, the status would not be equal. But according to God, God didn't ask for an amount.
Yes.
He asked for a percentage. Once you give that percentage, you have given the same. So from people, yes you will be esteemed higher because you have more money. But from God, you are esteemed to be the same because to God,
and
it's not
late,
the amount, but the percentage.
Yes. And I have heard in some churches, some people who would say, you know, as a church, we can, since the administrators are not doing well, since the pastor is not visiting us, we are not going to retain our tithe.
Right.
Yet, those funds that would have come to them from different church members don't belong to anyone.
Right.
And that means that there is a misconception of attitude that we should have in terms of giving.
Okay. On that note, Dr. Mutanga, my time is up. I just want to give you the opportunity now to just share with us the verse you said you will share with us at the end of our conversation.
Okay, let me just... I'm trying to look for proper network. You can see I'm breaking.
Okay.
Yes. Just hold on.
Now you can just continue while we'll try and hear what you're saying, Dr. Mutanga. Just continue.
Okay. So in other words, it's important for us to realize that
Dr. Mutanga?
Yes.
Yes, you can continue, sir. I just need that verse and then because we're totally out of time now.
We are almost.
Dr. Mutanga? Dr. Mutanga? Yes, just share with us that verse there.
The network is quite bad. Let me just check on it again.
Okay. No, if you're still going to check on it, it doesn't matter now, Dr. Mutanga. We are out of time. It's all right. And the network is not playing ball with us. Thank you very much, Dr. Mutanga, for your time and your insights.
Okay. I can forward it to you if you don't mind.
That's fine. I'll appreciate that, Dr. Mutanga. Thank
you. Yeah, after this this discussion.
Okay. All right. Let's leave it there, Dr. Mutanga. Our time is totally up. We have to move on now to our lesson study. Thank you, Dr. Mutanga, for your time and your insights. Yeah.
No, thank you so much. Sorry for the hiccups.
Not a problem. It's the network. It's not you, Dr. Mutanga. I really understand. Thank you
very
much.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Okay. All right. Okay.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.